Next item on the agenda, item five, Desmond Owens, 10-0550. Mr. Nykerk, good morning.
Mr. Owens is requesting authorization to construct a 22-foot by 31-foot open-sided boathouse near the channelward end of his pier situated along the Ware River on Mobjack Road in Gloucester County. Project is protested by an adjacent property owner and a nearby property owner. The Owens property is situated along the southwest shoreline of the Ware River near its confluence with the Mobjack Bay in Gloucester County. Ware River here, North River up here. This point is referred to as Windmill Point. NOAA chart, I just put this in to show the wide, shallow bar that's in front of the property. It's also evident in this aerial. This is a 2009 aerial photo. The arrow marks the existing pier and the location of the proposed boathouse. The existing pier extends approximately 660 feet channelward to mean high water and just channelward of that wide, shallow, sandy flat. Development along the shoreline is primarily residential. Closer view of that same aerial, Mr. Owens proposes to install a boat lift, construct a finger pier, and a 31-foot by 22-foot wide open-sided boathouse to cover the lift on the northwest side of the pier. Proposed construction would not extend channelward of the existing pier. The boathouse is designed to provide shelter for Mr. Owens' 26-foot-long boat. An uncovered boat lift located approximately 400 feet channelward of mean high water, which is right here, supports a smaller boat and is not proposed to be covered. The uncovered boat lifts are statutorily authorized. This is a plat depicting the location of the boathouse on the pier. Plan view and cross-sectional drawings. Again, there's a 4-foot-wide finger pier around the proposed lift, which will be covered by a 22-foot by 31-foot open-sided boathouse. It's indicated here that the eaves of the boathouse will be approximately 12 feet above mean high water. This is an aerial we took back in June. This is the pier here. This is the existing uncovered lift. Again, the pier extends just channelward of that drop-off there of the bar. Extensive bed of SAV. The boathouse would be located in the deeper water, slightly channelward of the SAV. Project is protested by the adjoining property owner to the north. They're located here.
Give me, for the record, SAV for the members of the audience that may...
Submerged aquatic vegetation.
Thank you.
Adjoining property owner is Ms. Larkin, and also the owners of another property further to the north, Colonel and Mrs. Cusera. Their concerns include the location of the proposed boathouse near the extended northern property line, adverse impacts on aesthetics, a concern that debris from the pier and boathouse may damage their properties if building materials break loose during storm events. The Cusera state in their letter that the house on their lot was damaged by debris from Mr. Owens' pier during Hurricane Isabel. Finally, they question the non-commercial status of Mr. Owens' pier. That's because he offloads crabs and oysters at the pier and has used timber racks constructed on the pier for shedding crabs and for oyster aquaculture activities. Mr. Owens also submitted 15 letters in support of his application. The ground shot of the existing pier, again, the boat lift that's there right now is at 400 feet channelward to the shoreline. The existing pier and proposed boathouse would be located on public clamming ground set aside by the commission. That classification does not preclude the construction of a private pier or boathouse. This is a ground shot taken from near the end of the pier looking back towards the property. The racks located here for shedding for supporting shedding tanks, and there's also a davit type structure on a cart located here, apparently for offloading seafood and shedding crabs and oyster aquaculture activities. And those are related to one of the concerns expressed by Ms. Larkin and the Caceres. The Commission's Sebaquis guidelines describe a structure as commercial if it is in support of operations that charge for the production, distribution, or sale of goods and services. However, we have typically considered a pier located adjacent to a private residence to still be non-commercial, provided the only boats moored at the pier are owned by the property owner, and the only seafood products offloaded at the pier are also owned by the property owner, and no sale or purchase of product occurs at the pier. We have also required a change in status of a pier from non-commercial to commercial when a pier is used to support commercial shedding tanks or aquaculture structures and operations. We discussed these issues with Mr. Owens, and he agreed to remove the racks from the pier. And in fact, he wanted me to hand this to you. This is a picture he took just, I think, over the weekend, showing that he had removed those racks.
Is the agreement to remove and permanently keep them off the pier, or just remove them?
He would have to get a permit to put them back on. And you know, if they were supporting those activities,
I just want to make sure we're clear that the agreement is clear
from non-commercial to commercial.
Okay.
This is a ground shot of the proposed location of the finger pier, boat lift, and open-sided boathouse. It'll be located right in this area. During the review of this application, Mr. Owens submitted two additional applications for boathouses as alternatives to this proposal. One, these lots go all the way across this peninsula here, and he thought about putting a boathouse, a two-slip boathouse back here where his lot connects to Old House Creek, and then he's got a separate lot adjacent to it, a narrower lot, where he considered putting a shorter pier and a boat house on that pier. He prefers the current proposal since it would be significantly less expensive, and because both of the alternate boathouse locations would be situated in much shallower water. This is in about, I think, about 6 feet of water off here, and in here you're pushing a foot, foot and a half at low tide on both sides. It's another ground shot of the pier. Although the existing pier is quite long, it only extends slightly beyond the wide, shallow sandbar located opposite the shoreline. As such, staff does not believe the proposed boathouse will adversely affect navigation. No state agencies have commented on the project. Final aerial. In 1998, the General Assembly amended Section 28.2-1203A5 of the Code of Virginia to provide statutory authorization for the construction of open-sided boathouses measuring 700 square feet or less and designed to cover a single boat at a private, non-commercial pier, provided the boathouse was not objected to by the adjoining property owners and was allowed by local ordinances. Since Gloucester County does not restrict the construction of private boathouses, had the adjacent property owner not objected to the project, the boathouse would have qualified for their statutory exemption. While we are sympathetic to the neighbor's aesthetic concerns, we believe the open-sided design of the boathouse only minimally adds to the visual obstruction already presented by the pier and a boat located in a statutorily authorized boat lift. We believe the removal of the racks on the pier addresses their concerns regarding the commercial shedding and aquaculture activities at the pier. Finally, we agree that the pier and proposed boathouse are located along an exposed shoreline, and there is a potential for the pier to be damaged during storm events. However, the majority of the structure is statutorily authorized, and any resulting damage to neighboring properties would be a civil matter between the owners. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project against the concerns expressed by those in opposition to the project and after considering all of the factors contained in Section 28.2-1205A of the Code of Virginia, we recommend approval of the project as proposed. Happy to.
Questions by members of the commission for Mr. Nykerk. Mr. Plumlee?
What type of boat is the proposed boathouse for?
It's for a 26-foot, don't know the make, but it is it's a recreational type, you know, fishing boat.
And did you determine the use of the racks by the homeowner in the past?
We had not discussed the racks in the prior to this application, and there was no permit for those on the pier.
Thanks.
Further questions? Thank you, Mr. Nykerk. Is Mr. Owens present or represented? Good morning, sir. If you raise your right hand, solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. You state your name for the record, please.
Mr. Owens.
Proceed, Mr. Owens. Good morning.
Good morning. I'd like to start out by saying that I'm proud to be a multi-generation waterman. I've been working the water for over 27 years on a part-time basis. I've always complied with all Virginia Marine Resources licensing and mandatory reporting requirements as set forth by the state of Virginia. And I also manage a $9 million agribusiness in Gloucester County. The boathouse that I propose to build will house my new 26-foot recreational boat that I plan to enjoy with my family and friends in my spare time. The application meets the criteria set forth in Section 28.2 of the Virginia Code. The proposed roof area is under 700 square feet and will be open-sided. More importantly, the proposed placement doesn't encroach on any submerged aquatic vegetation. Further, this structure will be no different than any of the other hundreds of existing boathouses that are currently found on the tributaries of the Mahjong Bay and other waterways in Virginia. I'd like to point out that there were two protest letters to this project versus numerous letters in favor. The only legitimate argument against this project by the protesters is the commercial use of my pier. I'm here today to tell the commission that I've never used my pier for any reason other than my own private use. I have never bought any products across it from anyone else, nor made any proceeds by leasing it to others. My tax records can substantiate this. The picture submitted in one of the protest letters is of my catch of peelers from my catching gear. It is ironic that the protester decided not to include pictures of me in their attachment to the letter, but of my helpers. The other protester demands that I not enter her public trust area with my boat. Now, I'm not 100% sure, but I don't believe that any person has their own public trust area over navigable waters. I'd also like to point out that while one of the protesters appeared to speak for all of the neighborhood, there is a letter in favor of the project from one of my neighbors on Mahjong Road. In conclusion, the boathouse meets the requirements set forth by the Code of Virginia, will house a recreational fishing vessel, and will not encroach on any SAV. I respectfully request that you follow staff's recommendation and approve this project. Any questions?
Any questions by members of the commission for Mr. Owens?
Yes.
Mr. Tankard, thank you.
Mr. Owens, why did you agree to remove the racks from the pier?
I agreed to do that because I don't want there to be any conflicts between what I'm doing and my neighbors, and if that's the hold up to this thing, Chip asked me would I do that, and I went along with it and said, yeah, I'll remove them. Even though they are, I have a current license to have those shedding tanks.
And follow-up question.
Mr. Tiger?
And they were all for your private use.
Correct.
Further questions? Mr. Holland?
Your intention to put the racks back
once you
get this permit?
No, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Holland. Further questions? Thank you, Mr. Owens. Anyone else here in support of the project? Yes, sir. Could you come forward, please? Good morning.
Good morning, Joe.
Could you raise your right hand for me, please? You solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
Thank you. Could you state your name for the record, please?
Joseph H.
McGee III.
Thank you, Mr. McGee.
I live on the Ware River also. I'm approximately a half a mile to maybe three-quarters of a mile by water from Mr. Owens. Mr. Owens and I go to church together, and we're friends there at church. But I have a pier, and I have an open-sided boathouse on the end of my pier. My pier is 350 feet, where his pier is 600 feet. And every morning, my wife and I sit in our living room and have our coffee and look out on the Ware River, the same river Mr. Owens lives on. And we have wildlife coming to our pier, perching on our pier, and flying around out in the river. And the boathouse in no way is objectionable to our neighbors or to us or to anybody. And I'm in favor of Mr. Owens having protection for his recreational boat.
Thank you, Mr. McGee. Questions of the gentleman? Thank you, sir. Appreciate
Thank
it.
You, sir.
Anyone else here in support of the project? Is there anyone here in opposition to the project? Mr. Daniel, good morning.
Mr. Commissioner, good morning, members of the commission. For your record, my name is John Daniel, and I'm here on behalf of Lee Larkin and other neighbors at Old Point Subdivision. I guess first to Mr. Pumley, congratulations. Haven't
Thank
seen you in a while from
Thank
your
you.
Former service in Virginia Beach. Ms. Larkin and her neighbors are protestants here today in opposition to the request of Mr. Owens, and we've heard from Mr. Owens and Mr. McGee, and I have no doubt that what they say to you today is what their intention might very well be. But Ms. Larkin and others protest this matter for very good reason. As is often the case, this is not a novel circumstance for you all. It's not one that you haven't considered before. It's like many others. It's got a long history, and it involves years of dispute and disharmony among the neighbors. And it occurs with regularity, perhaps more often than not, on the water and the waterfront. And when that's involved, the disharmony becomes more pitched, more precise, and more important, which is why you all sit where you sit to make these decisions. The applicant's current pier, to which this boathouse will be attached, is 660 feet. As Chip indicated, on the Ware River near its confluence with Mobjack Bay. The pier has been constructed in segments over time. And I think this commission has dealt with this pier, maybe not in this setting, but either in no permit necessary correspondence to the applicant or in other matters, no less than three times as the pier has grown from its original length to its current length. The protestants don't protest Mr. Owen's right to wharf out. It is a very shallow area, and he does obviously have the need and the ability to get to that navigable water, and that's not an objection raised here this morning by the protestants. What they do dispute is the boathouse, its need, its character in terms of the neighborhood, and its ultimate applied for sole use. That purpose is stated in the application being to provide water access protection for pleasure watercraft. In making your determination, as is often the case, you're to be guided by 28.2-1205, and Mr. Owens made some reference to that chapter. I would call your attention to the specificity in section 1205. And as you know perhaps better than I, that section requires you to consider in earnest the public trust doctrine in your determinations of whether to grant or deny a permit. And that doctrine requires you to consider all of the resulting factors from the use of the subaqueous bottom. Clearly, one of those considerations has to be the project's impact on the area in question, and the impact, frankly, on viewshed, and the consistency with aesthetics in the area. In fact, that same question goes on to require your specific consideration of the project's effect on adjacent or nearby properties. While there may be correspondence, I thought I heard Mr. Owens, 15 letters, I thought I heard Mr. Owens say one actually lived on Mobjack Road. We heard from his supporter this morning, a gentleman who lives a half to three quarters of miles away. Ms. Larkin and the Caceras live within yards of the property, Ms. Larkin right next door. So if you want to measure adjacency and nearby, you need to consider the locale and the location of the protestants. But that section requires you to consider the impacts of this project on those adjacent and nearby properties. In crafting the principles for your consideration, the General Assembly knew full well that placing poles in the bottom would likely not in and of itself create a problem, and it would not likely impact adjacent neighbors. What they also knew was that the structures that may be constructed as a result of utilizing that bottom land, which is held in trust, would, and in some circumstances could, impact neighbors, and thus your deliberations must include those specific considerations. You couple with the aesthetic, public trust, and statutory considerations the potential impact of storm and the resulting impact of the proposed structure could have on adjacent or neighboring properties, those which are actually truly adjacent. And history often becomes the precursor to the future. It is clearly in this case. Understand that the fetch in this area, and Chip didn't show a picture of it, although I happen to have one.
Did you just put it on here, Chip? Face up or what?
There you go.
Well, that's not very clear, but it's substantial. And it was that area that when Isabel struck in 2003, state, if you will, the great majority of the then existing pier of your applicant ended up in the neighbor's yard, creating not only debris, but actual property damage and resulting cost associated with that storm and with the, as a result of the pier next door to the project. That's just a, did I give you that same one? That, so it's two different pictures of the actual damage that occurred in 03 as a result of Isabel. What you see is the debris from the pier, which existed at the time, in Ms. Larkin's backyard, resulting in substantial damage to the yard, to the premises, and actually to the dwelling. I realize, of course, there's civil lawsuits and ways to deal with that, but as we consider whether or not, under the public trust doctrine, a boathouse makes sense, and what we know from history is a result of damage, and we can avoid that, we should take every precaution in determining the decision before the commission this morning. So if you will, take the next great storm, add to it the debris from the boathouse, and you can see what the likely result may be. You are, in fact, required to consider those things as you make your decision here this morning. I may normally, Mr. Chairman, stop here and solicit your questions, but I need to go a little bit further. I want to... Ms. Larkin, who contacted me a couple of days ago, had been out of town, actually didn't receive her notice that this was for hearing this morning. Unlike the normal course, I have not had a chance to actually go to the site, so I make that disclaimer to you all as I talk about it. But I want Ms. Larkin and Ms. Casera to talk to you for a couple of minutes about what they do see and what the site is, and then I'd like to come back and wrap it up, if that's okay.
All right, sir.
They need to be sworn.
All right. I swear both at the same time they're both going to testify, Mr. Daniel.
Yes.
Raise your right hand. Solemnly swear the testimony that you can provide will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. Thank you. Who's first? Could you state your name for the record, please, ma'am?
My name is Frances Lee Larkin.
Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning. And I live next door to Mr. Owens. I have lived there since 1994. I bought my house in the summer. He bought his house in the fall. And right after he moved in, he started crabbing a few pots, working them himself. I had no problem with this. He applied to extend his pier at that time. I also had no problem with that. It was just a single person getting up early and going out and working his pots, and that didn't bother me at all. After he had completed that first extension, though, I began to see a lot more activity, colleagues and employees, partners, boats coming and going, suppliers, customers, et cetera. When he then applied for the next extension to his pier, I did protest that based on all of this commercial activity, which I found very unsightly, not only on the pier, but also disruptive as far as the upland activities that are associated with it, the storage of equipment and supplies and gear. That request was granted, and the pier became a much more massive structure than it had been at the time that I bought my house. And yes, it did at that time interfere with my view, and it continues to do so. So after that point, that pier was permitted with the stipulation that its use be non-commercial. And non-commercial and commercial activity continued and accelerated after that, and has been going on continuously from then until now. Occasionally we do see Mr. Owens. Occasionally we see employees, suppliers. It's hard to know exactly what the role of the various individuals and the various vessels that we see coming and going are. We have now and have had for years unused crab pots or ones that are currently in use. They're stacked all over the property. They smell bad. We're getting dead crabs washed up on the beaches sometimes. We hear pumps. We see plumbing lines. All of the equipment and supplies that are associated with various fisheries, and I believe that I provided a few photos in my letter to you. So Mr. Owens is still running a boat and pier dependent business. His boat and his pier have been necessary and will continue to be necessary, I'm sure, for the transport of gear and harvested product for his business activities, which include or have included hard crab capture fishery, peeler potting, shedding soft crabs, both tray and indoor, and oyster aquaculture. Equipment and supplies for this work litter the premises. As a participant in VMRC's oyster program, he has a current need to be able to load and transport oyster cages. And we have before us now a request for a recreational boathouse to house a recreational boat on his recreational pier. And I just see this as being inconsistent with the use and activity that we have seen over the last 15 years on his property, and I continue to be apprehensive that the situation would not improve with the addition of a boathouse. I see it as another business addition to his business activities.
Questions of Ms. Larkin? Members of the commission. Mr. Tanker?
You describe commercial activity, and the pictures I see, I couldn't tell if it was commercial or not. Can you tell us how you come to the conclusion that it is commercial activity?
Well, we understand that he is licensed for all of these various commercial activities. We see large amounts of product being landed on occasion. We have seen boxes going into trucks. Most of the neighbors have observed this sort of thing, and there is little question in our minds that this is an active commercial enterprise, and it's now moving into the oyster aquaculture business. So we started with the hard crabs and then moved on into aquaculture with the aquaculture of soft crabs and now the aquaculture of oysters. And yes, I do certainly see all that as commercial.
Further questions? Mr. Fox?
I'm looking at the pictures of the I guess they have oyster shedding or crab shedding. Anyway, the point I'm trying to make is you do realize that the activity on the ground is out of our jurisdiction.
Yes, I do.
So we have nothing to do with these things that are happening in his yard next to you.
I do. And I'm sure you understand also, though, that from my perspective, it's all part of exactly the same problem, and it's the support for what gets permitted on the pier is what I'm dealing with in the yard. But, yes, sir, I do understand your point.
Further questions? Mr. Plumlee?
Yeah, I had a couple of follow-up questions. The boat that is on the lift, have you seen that boat up on the lift?
Yes, the boat's always on the lift. The lift is on my side of the pier.
And have there been other boats that have come to the pier besides the boat on the lift?
Yes.
Okay. And can you describe those boats?
No. Okay. They're just boats that come and go, small boats.
Small boats. Is there product being taken off those boats that you're seeing on a daily, weekly, monthly basis?
I have seen it in the past. I don't observe his pier on a daily basis.
Okay. So you haven't seen that activity?
So I have in the past, but not recently, not within the last few
I guess my
weeks
question is, on a regular basis, were you seeing boats bringing product up onto the pier?
Yes, at times during the year, we have observed that regularly. Of course, the fisheries that he works with are seasonal, and there are different things that you do at different times of the year.
All right, thank you.
Further questions? I guess where I'm a little perplexed is I understand all of these activities that you've described, but I can't make the nexus between the boathouse going up with the activities that are ongoing as to how they interact or how the connection is made that the boathouse itself would some way contribute to any more concern than you have now for the activities that you have problems with. Can you help me out with that?
Yes, I can. I feel that the boathouse is yet another enhancement of the pier that enhances its value to the business to be able to have a second and a larger boat that's available and right there on the pier and ready to go. So I do see this as an enhancement to the business. Based on past experience, everything that I see going on over there seems to be associated with or supporting the business. And my objection to it in terms of my view is that it is troubling that all of these houses down there have lovely views, as did mine when I bought it. The pier has now been extended twice, and there's a proposal before you to put a boathouse in, which is on my side of the pier. So really, my view is cut through by this business establishment that's out there. The view is slightly to the east, looking out from all of our houses. The eye is drawn in that direction because that's where the open expanse of the Mob Jack Bay is. My house is angled just a tiny bit that way also. So you look out, and there it is. His pier, his business is cutting right across my view, which I paid a lot for. And every business addition out there, well, even if it wasn't a business addition, it still impacts my view, whereas his remains unimpeded by anything out there, as do most of the others in Mob Jack Road. So I'm the one that's most affected by this.
Okay. Further questions? Mr. Fox.
Ms. Larkin, are you aware whether Mr. Owens has another pier elsewhere that he uses for commercial activities?
No, I do not know.
Okay. We'll ask him.
All right. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Who's next? Mr. Daniel?
Yep.
Ms. Casera? Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning.
You state your name for the record, please.
Karen Luvas Cusera.
Good morning.
First, I wanted to respond to your question about the boats that go there. He has currently has, I don't know what kind of boat it is. It's a small boat on his boat lift that stays there. We've seen it in the water a couple times in the last several years. I don't know what he did with it in the past. The things that I witnessed, and I take credit for some of the photography, what involved another boat offloading that was not him, offloading, it was during in May during peeler season, offloading peelers and dumping them into the shedding trays. Mr. Owens was not in those pictures because he either wasn't home or wasn't out on the pier at the time. So the question, you know, his comment about him not being included in the pictures, I didn't know he wanted to be, but the, you know, the activity, the point is that the activity has not just been him, and I think in my letter, I even gave the registration number of the boat that was offloading those peeler crabs. I do want to point out that, you know, I feel bad having to take your time for what probably seems like another neighbor dispute when you probably hear enough of that to last your lifetimes anyway. If Mr. Owens was the sort of person that we could dialogue with and sit down and negotiate and share our concerns, we probably wouldn't even have to be here because that would certainly be the preference of everybody who lives on Mob Jack Road. Actually, I've never even formally met the man because when my husband and I initially attempted to introduce ourselves over 5 years ago, he just refused the introduction, and it's gone downhill since then. We're a little concerned about the activity that we have seen on the pier and how that relates to the VMRC's criteria that it is strictly a private, non-commercial pier. And I know that you have all your definitions, but you have to understand we see this activity not all year because it is, you know, seasonal, and this year it just seemed to be in May, which I really noticed more because he had put in this application. I work at home. My house is nothing but windows. It's almost, and I have two golden retrievers that bark at anything they see because nothing comes down there. So it's pretty hard to not be aware of things that go on in the pier. We're happy that he acquiesced and removed his shedding tray frames. He did it by flashlight with a chainsaw under the light of the silvery moon. And so that's gone, but the piping is still in place. And I guess the bottom line is that, like Ms. Larkin said, history has given us reason to not put a lot of faith into what Mr. Owen says he will do, and we're concerned that these things will reappear. He's very quick to call in complaints on the neighbors, and we really prefer to not deal that way, but when there is an application, and if you look back through his file, you'll see that whether it was for his pier extension several years ago or whether it was when he applied to lease oyster grounds and now for this boathouse, that the letters that have come in from the neighbors have all expressed the same concern, and that is increasing activity on his pier that is nothing recreational. I mean, we'd be happy to see some really healthy recreational activity going on that pier. You know, I'd be happy to see him out with his family boating. We don't see that. We see other boats offloading goods, and we see him out working with his oysters, and that's pretty much all we see. So somehow I know my husband and I would like assurance from Mr. Owens and from you that if he is granted this permit, that these activities aren't going to resume someday. You know, that the piping is still in place for the peeler trays. The tray frames themselves have been removed, but we're skeptical, and I hope you understand that this is, you know, it's not a prejudice, it's a postjudice, because it's based on past experience, and so.
Thank you. Any questions? Thank you, ma'am. Mr. Daniel, you got a couple minutes to wrap up, please, sir.
The best I can here.
Thank you, sir.
Let me just follow up.
first on Mr. Fox's question, I think, to Ms. Larkin relative to the upland area. Clearly, we understand that that's outside the jurisdiction of this commission, but you have the pictures in front of you. It's a substantial volume of equipment. It's clearly not of a minimal kind of a nature. But with that said, I told you that this existing pier had achieved its length incrementally, and I also noted for you early on that history is often the precursor to the future. So consider this. Point Lookout is a quiet residential neighborhood. It's not a commercial area, nor is it zoned as such. And I realize, again, that's out of your jurisdiction, but it is relevant to the point that's being made by Ms. Larkin and the other neighbors. In fact, the area enjoys the most restrictive environmental designation in the county, that of Bayside Conservation. The property also has restrictive covenants that by deed restrictions, which run with the land, which are less applicable to Mr. Owens and the use of his property. And according to the neighbors, and judging from the stage equipment with which you have pictures in front of you, it certainly appears to be a non-conforming use. That does not appear to be the type of volume of equipment that may be normally associated with hobby crabbing or other personal aquaculture activities. And I'll be the last one to stand here in front of you and try to prohibit one from undertaking aquaculture activities. I've been here many times on behalf of some of the more substantial aquaculture interests in the Commonwealth, and we obviously work hard at that enterprise. So I don't want to diminish the value of individuals doing aquaculture in any way, shape, or form. But it appears from the facts, it appears from the photographs, it appears from the testimony from Ms. Larkin, it appears from history, and it appears from the longstanding relationship of the applicant with this commission that this is, in fact, a business enterprise. We know historically that the pier itself has been utilized in a commercial fashion. It's provided storage for equipment, extensive plumbing. You saw the davits. You saw the other indicators of loading and offloading of product. More importantly, we know for a fact that Mr. Owens has, in fact, disregarded this commission's admonition in approving an NPN proceeding that the determination, I quote, determination to issue the NPN is based on your pier being used strictly for your private, non-commercial use, end quote. In fact, the applicant has been told in writing no less than three times, once in 1995, twice in 1997 by this commission, that this was a private pier. And yet, as late as Friday of last week, your staff has had to help him understand what private piers are and the fact that these trays and other equipment needed to be moved before he came to this hearing this morning. So let the facts speak for themselves. The obvious point of discussions between your staff and Mr. Owens were that removing that would give this pier the nature of being a private pier. So here's the question. This commission, having already three times conditioned the issuance of a permit to this applicant for a non-commercial pier, and that condition, that it not be used for commercial purposes, having been neglected, would not the better course, the more prudent course in light of the circumstances presented, to consider this a commercial enterprise and pursue it accordingly? Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission, I appreciate always your time and your attention. I do believe that in light of Section 28.2-1205, the guiding principles expressed therein relative to the importance of the public trust, the necessity to consider the perspective of adjacent and nearby neighbors, both from an aesthetic and a potential property damage perspective, the appearance and the reality of commercial activities, historically documented commercial equipment on the pier in violation of this commission's prior permits, an action to permit the lone single boathouse within sight. You saw the pictures. You didn't see any other boathouses in this area. This proposed project should not be approved, and we respectfully request that the commission deny the permit. I would say to you in closing that should the commission not concur that this permit should be denied, I would trust that you would at least consider perhaps the location of the boathouse on the opposite side of the pier, which would at least provide some resolve to Ms. Larkin and the neighbors rather than having it on their side of the pier. With that said, thank you for your time, and I'm glad to answer any questions you may
have. Thank you, Mr. Daniel. Any further questions based on follow-up?
Mr. Plumlee?
I had a follow-up based on the commissioner's question about the nexus of the open-sided boathouse with the commercial activity.
I think Ms. Larkin actually did a pretty good job with the question. I think given what history has shown us, that we had smaller pier, larger pier, extra-large pier, added equipment, you've got commercial piping. Best I can tell from the pictures, the plumbing equipment is at least a 3-inch PVC. It's not what I may normally use for washing, cleaning, croaker, and spot. The addition of the boathouse is yet another tool to expand the commercial enterprise, and it's, you know, there's some leaps in there, but I don't think they're so big given the history that you can't make the connection that the boathouse is more is likely more designed to be another tool for the commercial enterprise rather than simply to house a boat, which has been in the open for some time and which has been accessible for pleasure crafting and recreational use as it currently sits.
I guess what my concern is, we're here to review a request for construction of the boathouse. We're not considering a violation of previous conditions with regards to the operate or the use of the pier. Obviously, we're not here to consider violations of zoning ordinance or covenants, which are available to the neighbors for their enforcement. So I think that's an important question with an open-sided boathouse. How is that going to benefit the business outside of protecting a boat, which the owner says is going to be used for recreational use? I guess that's my question. I'm not sure I'm satisfied there's been an answer to
it. Well, I mean, I'm not sure where the specific question in that is. I guess it's the first one you started with, which is nexus between the boathouse, which we've tried to answer as best we could. I certainly agree that this commission is not here to talk about restrictive covenants and, you know, local zoning or anything else. But I do in fact, think that you do have to look at the history, given your public trust responsibilities in matters of this nature, in order to determine whether or not it's an appropriate action on behalf of the commission to grant this boathouse. You know, even if it were, you take away the commercial activities. And even under those circumstances, if you couple up a understanding of the public trust doctrine and the specificity of section paragraph 4 in 28.2-1205 with regard to impact on adjacent and adjoining neighbors, that speaks to the issue and certainly gives you a basis to deny this permit. Even in your guidelines, you talk about what you say normally open-side boathouses, 700-square-foot roofs are acceptable. The only exception you make in that, and if you look at the guidelines, it's written in the conjunctive, and it says, and if you have no ordinance and, you know, the adjoining neighbors object, then you're in a different ballgame. And that's where you find the activities, the commercial activities add to that, and that coupled with, frankly, what we know is going to be some storm damage in the future having an impact on these neighbors, I think gives you more than ample opportunity to make a decision not to issue this permit.
Thank you, Mr. Daniel. Any further question? Thank you. Mr. Owen, you've got a couple minutes to follow up, if you'd like to follow up. If not, thank you, sir. All right, thank you, sir. The matters before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Fox?
I have a question of Chip, I guess.
Mr. Nykirk?
Yes.
Chip, in your review of the proposal, did you feel that the structural integrity of the boathouse is strong? I guess and nothing's going to withstand.
You see what he's showing for.
Nothing's going to withstand hurricanes we can't even conceive of, but has this well built, I guess, is in
it's
your
hard
opinion?
To tell based on the drawings that are provided. The contractor, I believe, is R&W Construction. They are calling for, I was looking to see what size pilings. It's really not so much the piling integrity and all of that. It's, you know, when you put a boathouse out, it, you know, essentially is like a wing out there. And we have seen them go. If it's constructed, you know, in accordance with code, it should have, you know, the hurricane straps and all of that to it. Would I guarantee that, you know, it wouldn't come off of there? Not hardly. It's a very exposed area. But there's a lot of structure out there already that's statutorily authorized, and, you know, that is just as likely to, you know, come loose, you know, decking, stringers. I don't think there was a pier left on the Rappahannock River after Ernesto and Isabel. So.
And then
further, Mr. Second, Fox?
Yeah, the second question is, did you consider, or did Mr. Owens consider putting the boathouse on the other side of the pier?
We have not discussed that. I don't know if Mr. Owens considered that or not. The setup is, you know, the existing deck, L-head, goes off, if you're looking out, goes off to the right, and then the boathouse would be off to the left, which is probably makes sense. But if that was your choice, I mean, he could certainly make some modifications to the L-head that would accommodate.
Or he could put the boathouse off of the edge of the.
Or he could put it at the channelward end of it as well. I don't know if that helps, because then you're putting it sideways to the shoreline.
Mr. Schick,
under what we discussed earlier about personal commercial use of a private pier, if he were to take a commercial boat and put it into this covered boathouse, that's permissible by our.
If it was his private.
His private boat.
Private, personally owned vessel, yes. We would still consider that to be private. Right. You know, we've got a lot of piers, you know, around, especially the rural communities, where, you know, fishermen run their boats off of there. And we have drawn the distinction as if he's only offloading his own product, only mooring his own boat, not renting mooring space to somebody else or commercially buying or selling off of there, that we've considered that to be private.
So as far as the violations that have been brought to our attention during this public input, they really are separate from the application. These issues are not directly related to the covered roof that he's asking for, as long as he's putting his own vessel in there.
Correct. The allegations on who's offloading product there, all I can do, I spoke with Mr. Owens, and, you know, he indicated that it was people harvesting from his pots and they were putting them in his shedding tanks. Apparently that's a lot of the activity is shedding crabs during the big spring run, where, you know, you're constantly moving crabs through there.
But he understands that he's not allowed to have other people come to his dock, even if they're fishing his pots and his aquaculture cages. Am I correct in that assumption?
He wouldn't be able to buy product from anybody else, or, you know, have them offloading their product there. But I think if he had a helper that was offloading, you know, bushels of crabs or something there, I'd still have to
the helper's boat.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. I just want to make sure we are all clear on what type of activities, because this may come up into the future.
Right. It's obviously gets
Mr. Fox.
Gray area. Are you aware whether he has a commercial pier elsewhere?
I'm not aware of that. Mm-hmm. I'm not aware of that.
Further questions?
Well, there was a question raised about whether he had commercial permits.
I think he does have a license, or I'm not sure if
shedding
it's a license,
tank license,
permit for shedding tanks.
That's whoa. Mr. Owens, come forward, please. We got the best evidence available. We're going to use it. Just a second. Mr. Plumlee, can you direct your question, Mr. Owens, please?
Mr. Owens, I believe one of the opponents to the project indicated that you held permits. Can you describe those, all the permits that you hold for the board concerning your activities in fishing?
Got a bunch.
Okay.
I'm involved in the rock tag fishery.
Are you a registered commercial waterman?
I am. I'm a registered registered commercial waterman. I'm also a registered aquacultural. I have grab pot license, peeler pot license, jetting tank license, gill net license, crab scrape license. So I'm in the rock. I got rock tags. Number of things.
Mr. Plumlee, follow up.
Yes, sir. And with regards to the equipment that you keep on your property, do you keep equipment that you use at other locations for your commercial activities?
No.
That's all for your personal?
Everything that I've got is my own.
Okay. It's your own, but do you use it for your own personal use of that seafood as opposed to the sale of seafood?
I'm not following your question. Everything on my property that relates to any fishery is my own.
I understand you own it. Is it being used for commercial use or for private use?
Some of both.
Okay. All right. But with regards to the activity on your pier, is that activity for private use?
It is all mine, correct.
So the description of boxes leaving in trucks away from your property,
that's totally false. There's never been a truck pick up anything at my property.
You disagree with that? Okay.
Completely. Now, I did have a truck that brought some aquaculture cages to my property when I was when the aquaculture program was set up, and they unloaded some cages there, but there has never been a truck that picked up seafood at my property. Never.
Mr. Fox.
Mr. Owens, do you have a commercial pier or another location where you operate your commercial activity?
No, sir. I only have my one pier. It's on my property. Strictly for my use.
Mr. Robbins?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Owens, there's been a lot of discussion about what happened in the past, but I'm interested in looking forward as you consider the activity that would occur at the pier. Will all of the seafood that's offloaded at the pier or delivered at the pier be yours?
That's all it's ever been.
Okay.
It's always been mine.
So it's product that you owned, correct, or was harvested under one of your aquaculture or harvesting permits?
As I alluded to this morning, I can furnish tax records to substantiate that. It's always been my product. I've never bought anything from anybody else across that pier. I've never made any money by renting slips to anybody. If there's any boats that come there, they're either my friends coming there to either help me or to come visit me. There's never been a work boat to come there and tie up and unload his stuff and put in his truck. None of that has ever happened.
And to follow up, Mr. Chairman, so
Mr. Robin,
just to be clear, some of the product would in fact be offered into commercial sale subsequent to being offloaded, but the sale is not occurring at the pier?
No, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
I have one question pertaining to the location of the boathouse. Have you considered relocating the boathouse that would satisfy potentially satisfy some of the issues raised by the protestants?
Well, according to what they testified here, their view shed
is, my question is, have you considered it?
It has never been brought to my attention from them.
Uh-huh.
And I haven't considered it.
Would you consider it?
If they would help offset the cost of me moving that pier head to the other side, then I would consider it, yes.
Okay.
Can I make one more point about that, though?
The view as shed, long as it's relevant, please. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, the view shed that they were referring to still is going to cut across that one way or the other, whether the boathouse is on the left-hand side or the right-hand side.
Mr. Fox, do you have a follow-up?
I guess you could put the boathouse off of the L head, off the side of the L head.
I could, but if you look at the aerial photo, that bar cuts in there closer to that L on that side than it does the other side.
So you would have, the water would be more shallow.
Correct.
Okay.
And that was a consideration on which side I put it on, because I got to bring the boat, bring it in the boat.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Owens. Matters before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate the concerns that we've heard here from the protestants today and has been articulated by Mr. Daniels. And so we have concerns with respect to the view shed. We have concerns that I think date back to the history of activities that have occurred at the property and whether or not it's commercial or, in fact, private and within the scope of what would be considered to be private activity. But I think steps have already been taken through this permitting process on behalf of the applicant to remove the shedding tanks that were the source of consternation, I think, with respect to the interactions with the neighbors. We've also heard public trust concerns that were raised by council, and frankly, I have a hard time seeing how the public trust is implicated negatively here. So we consider the impact to the neighboring properties, and in fact, Isabel did destroy the pier at the site when Isabel came through. But if I were to follow that logic out, I think it becomes problematic, because if we use that as a measure of where we would not allow a open-sided boathouse to be built, there would be vast swaths of state-owned bottom where we could not rebuild open-sided boathouses. I think the public trust question that would follow from an application like this is whether or not the proposed structure is in some way excessive, and therein would invoke some issue under the public trust. And I think relative to the size of the boat, the proposed structure is, in fact, not unreasonably sized. I think the location has been justified. And so, again, I don't think it raises a problem under the public trust doctrine. I think the staff has this one right. I think certainly in that part of the state, there are a lot of commercial watermen that operate from their piers. I think Mr. Owens is within his right to do that if he chooses to sell some of his product, as long as the sale is not occurring on the pier itself. That's perfectly acceptable activity. These upland considerations are just that. I can appreciate the concerns if I were a neighbor and there were a dynamic changing operation next door and there was an accumulation of gear on the property, but that is an upland issue. That's outside of our jurisdiction. I think that becomes a municipal or zoning type issue. So with that, Mr. Chairman, I think the staff has this right. I would support the staff recommendation, would offer a motion to approve the project as proposed.
Motion made by Mr. Robbins. Is there a second to the motion? Second by him. Who was first?
I just had one brief.
I need to get a
second to the motion.
You second the motion, Mr. Tankard? Seconded by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion, Mr. Tankard?
You know, I think that the protestants have mentioned numerous times that this is a commercial pier, but we as a commission see this as a pier owned by the property owner, and that which occurs there is on his own charge, and so thus in our eyes is not a commercial pier. I do certainly sympathize with the comments of the protestants, but I see no other alternative but to move forward the staff recommendation.
Further discussion. I have Mr. Fox, Mr. Schick, and then Mr. Fox.
I agree with what's been said, and I think Mr. Owens has to take extra care in trying to work things out with his neighbor as far as the upland facility, which is out of our purview, but also with the activities on the dock. And being a good neighbor is important in this type of situation, not only for that area, but for all watermen recreational conflicts. I think we all have to be mindful of the other side of the fence.
Thank you. Mr. Fox?
I just see that the issue before us is whether to add a recreational boathouse to a private use pier. It's not a question of whether it's a commercial pier or not. If it's a question of a commercial pier, that's a whole another application that would have to come and convert the pier from a private pier to a commercial pier. And that's not before us this morning. So I'm in support of
Thank you.
I agree with all the comments. I think if you're going to restrict the activity as a business on land, if that's where the sale is taking place, if it's being placed on trucks, you have the covenants, you have the zoning restrictions to do that. If there's an actual sale taking place on the pier, that's not been presented. And this is not a violation hearing. It is an application for the boathouse. So I don't think that the objections about potential debris and obstruction to view overcome the right of the applicant with regards to the boathouse, and so I'm in support of it.
Further comment? Thank you, sir. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you, members. Appreciate it. Stand.